This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is the new Great Race of Yith.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yep, this is the downgrade, baby.
Is it the downgrade? Yeah. This is the ultimate form.
Yeah, but
this is like, what they've decided is the ultimate form.
Yeah, yeah. If I had to choose between being a cone or being some bugs. But I would think I might be the cone.
You wouldn't want to be the swarm?
I don't think I'd want to be a swarm.
Okay.
I don't think I can handle having like a collective bug conscience. You know? It seems confusing. Like, how do itches feel in that?
I think that you're beyond it.
Like you don't feel itches?
I mean,
can get itchy. I don't actually know if that's true, but it seems
true. It makes a kind of sense. They molt. I imagine it's uncomfortable when they're getting ready to molt.
Yeah. Like that's gonna be great. If you're a swarm entity, like housed horny, like how does horny happen? Like,
well, so that is kind of a thing, because there was like a mating kind of ritual.
Breed.
Yeah, they breed, but their lifespan is so long. Yeah, I don't know how you make new Yith.
Yeah, well, these ones we don't know how the old ones bred. These ones are immortal.
Yeah,
in the new form, because this colony of bugs that they represent just make new bugs. But like, how can you imagine having a singular consciousness and one part of your consciousness fucks another part of it?
I mean,
and then that part of it gives birth. Like, what is that?
I mean, is it that different than your cells dividing within you, or, you know, the bacteria that make up the majority of your microbiome just constantly going into each other and multiplying and stuff like that? Like, that's not necessarily, you know, like those bacteria, the stuff they do like impacts my mood and my overall health. So they are as much a part of me as the actual me. So
yeah.
How is that any different?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that the fact that like presume, because if their bodies are just like cells to us or just like bacteria to us, then they don't feel anything,
the individual bugs, right?
Well, the consciousness at all, like if you're the Yith consciousness and you can't feel two of your beetles that make you up go into town,
right?
What can you feel if you can't feel that?
You can feel what you choose to feel.
I don't know about that. I don't know what that, like what that, how that would work.
I mean I kind of think that the point of these is to be alien. How can we get to the end of this chapter of the give the book?
And just now figuring it out. I'm talking about in terms of like the upgrade, right?
Right.
Like, I'm not talking about whether like it has to make sense. I'm saying in terms of this being an upgrade or a downgrade versus the old Yith.
Right.
Like, just the fact that you are without that kind of like any kind of sensation, it is hard for me to think of like a final form that lacks sensation. Because sensation owns.
Sensation, like, does own, but also these are, yeah.
I can eat chicken wings, but I'll never taste them.
That is a particular kind of hell.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they can still swap consciousnesses, but then if they're still swapping consciousnesses, they jump into human Gary, and Gary is just a bunch of bugs. I'm bugs now, and then I don't care if I get to go look at a mountain.
Yeah.
Like, yes, it's you know, very awe-inspiring, and like, yes, Lovecraft would write like six paragraphs about this mountain, but I don't care.
Yeah.
So to me, I prefer Yith Classic.
I'm voting. I think that I'm down, and the nature of these things is that they're kind of all of them at once.
Okay, maybe
a little bit. I don't know. Think about all these. Wait a minute. Think about all these bugs being put into one of those cones. Like, where did they keep the bug cones?
I don't know.
Huh.
It's real weird. And like, if your consciousness is split into a bunch of bugs,
yeah.
Like, how's that?
And having it merge into one ur being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd much rather if I just went into one bug. You know?
I suppose, but it'd just be like the leader bug.
Yeah,
you're the, like, you're the head bug.
I'd like to be
president bug.
I'd like to be president bug, or like Marvel Spider-Man's villain Swarm, who is a collection of bugs that walks like a man.
No,
I can handle that.
Yes.
So, in general, the weirdly timed burp I just threw in there, but I feel like I made a point.
I wondered if that was the punchline.
It is now.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.